place where at a relatively minimal risk, you can decide not to any longer turn over your productivity, your income, to the United States government when half of it is being directed toward war and war making. I haven't paid since 1980. If I am working for wages, I claim excess allowances on the W-4 form, and I don't file at the end of the year. Some people could lower their salaries beneath taxable income. Some people could decide that they're going to go into trade work or some way of being paid that doesn't involve them in the IRS. You know, some friends of mine did a role play about war tax refusal, and they were trying to illustrate the problems that it creates within a family. And the spouse in this role play said, "Well, honey, I just wanted to do something for peace," to which the woman responded, "At Christmas?" I mean, think about it. To the Shock and Jock campaign, people voted with their feet here in Chicago. They filled Lakeshore Drive, and then many, many dedicated themselves to trying to exert an influence in the election. But the great problem is that we didn't have a peace candidate within the Democratic Party that got a majority of support. We had Mr. Kerry, who would have continued the war. So I think actually people are starting to ask themselves, well, what is it that we still do have control over? And certainly, I think you can count on the peace movement to be out here on December 10th and 11th, Human Rights Day. You can count on a big, huge gathering on December 23rd. The peace movement will be out. A meeting was just held over the weekend. You can count on the vigils and the processions and the petitions being raised. But my own view, and that of many within Voices in the Wilderness and the Chicago War Tax Refusal Network, is we can also count on the current administration to say, "Well, that's all well and good, but there's only one thing we want from you, and that's your money. And we won't pay it."
And you are?
We won't pay it. The federal government is saying that Voices in the Wilderness members were criminal for bringing medicines and medical relief supplies over to Iraq, and we'll very likely find a ruling happening sometime this week or month saying that we owe the government thousands and thousands of dollars, but we'll just say add it to the tab. We don't pay for war. That's the crime. And if people don't want to be complicit with crime, the crime of killing our youngest people who gets shipped over there by the thousands now to Iraq, loaning themselves to kill or be killed, that's criminal. To be destroying children and families in Iraq and Afghanistan and Colombia, that's criminal. So if you don't want to be complicit with crime, then we have to start making adult choices. And that's on behalf of the children.